Okay, let's begin. Today's daf is Baba Metzia, daf Ayin Hey, last daf in Perak Ezeo Neshech. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were facing Perak Hazav and Perak Ezeo Neshech in front of us, and Baruch Hashem, today we have the schus, the privilege of learning the last daf Ayin Hey, and then we start the next part of Baba Metzia, which is Hasocher. But today, we have the last daf, a little more about Ribbis. We had a Mishnah yesterday, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, which discussed if you have an owner of a field is supplying the sharecropper of the field with seeds. Sometimes the sharecropper puts his own seeds, but if he's supplying the seeds, so that's fine. He could do that lizera as long as he's giving it to the sharecropper to seed to, and then the sharecropper will give a larger amount of the produce back to the owner. So that does not look like that's for sure not ribbis daraisa, right? They didn't set anything to get paid back more. So at most it's ribbis darabanan, it's avak ribbis, and we say that if it's being reinvested in the field, so the Mishnah said not a problem because that could be looked at as an investment. But if you're giving it to him, he's going to eat the seeds, so then he's going to have to give you back that amount. The camp is not looked at as an investment into the field, and therefore it was a problem of milveh. It looks like a milveh, and therefore it could be a problem of ribbis. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, says a brisa. Malva adam asarisa of chitim bechitim lezera. A person could lend his aris, wheat, bechitim lezera. He could give him the wheat seeds to plant. Vamedvar mamurim shelo yara. That's only if he didn't, the aris, the sharecropper, did not go down into the field to start working yet. Aval yarad aser. But once he went down into the field, then the owner cannot make any deals with him anymore to say, here, I'll supply you the seeds, and you'll pay me back a larger portion of the produce. So ask the Gemara. Mishnah Tana Didan, in our Mishnah, Deloka Maflik Bein Yarad Bein Lo Yarad, there was no distinction between whether he started working yet or not. He just said, it's Mutter Lazara. Period. There was no distinction. Umishnah Tana Bra, but the literally outside Tana, right, Bra is the outside Tana, to come Maflik, the Brisa, to come Maflik Bein Yarad Bein Lo Yarad. The Brisa has a chilik between if he started working yet or not. So why? What's the difference? We'd rather not say that there is a machlokas here. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Rav Idi Asbroli Nihili. Rav Idi explained to me, we're talking about two different kinds of cases, of places. Ba'asra, the Tana Didan, our Mishnah is talking about a place where Arisa Yahav Bizra, where the sharecropper is the one that always supplies the seeds. He supplies the seeds, he plants, and he works, and then he gives the produce, a percentage of the produce, to the owner. So therefore, Bein Yarad or Bein Lo Yarad, whether he started working or not, Kama de Lo Yav Bizra, Matzi Maslikle. If this sharecropper turns around and says, well, I can't supply my own seeds, so I need you, the owner, to supply the seeds, and the owner is going to then decide to supply the seeds, so then basically the deal didn't happen yet. It's not like they had a deal, and now there's something a second stage happening that we can look at as a milveh. Nothing happened yet. If he's supposed to supply the seeds, and then he turns around and says, I'm not supplying the seeds, I need you, the owner, to supply the seeds, then we're not looking at this as a second stage, which might be looked at as a milveh. Nothing happened yet, so it's all the agreement itself. And therefore, v'chi kanachis, and therefore when he eventually goes down to the field to start, l'batzer miachi kanachis, he could go down and accept less than what he was going to get originally because he just got the seeds. But nothing has happened yet. This is the original deal, and therefore it's not a problem. That's why our Mishnah makes no distinctions between whether he started working or not. Because even if he went down to the field, we look at it as if nothing happened yet. But Biasra, the Tana Bra, but in the place of the Brisa, Mare Ariya Bizra. That's a place where the owner always gives the seeds. The owner of the field supplies the seeds. So therefore, right when he makes the deal with the sharecropper, okay, go down to my field, we know that the owner is going to be supplying the seeds. So when he goes down, there's no change in what has been agreed upon already. So im lo yarad, so only if he didn't start yet, if he didn't go down, demati maslik lay, he could still remove him from the job. So therefore, ki kanachas labatam yachi kanachas. Then at that stage where nothing started yet, then he can still say, wait, let's make a different deal. That if he didn't, and he can have different rules about how much percentage he's going to get. But yarad, but if he already went down to the field, and now the sharecropper wants to make different rules for the deal, to Lamati Masakle, he wouldn't be able to remove him yet, because he already started, and he, the owner, is going to supply the seeds. There's nothing new. Any type of new deal now would be looked at as a milveh, and therefore, asur. Therefore, it is asur. That is how Rashi explains the Gemara, between before he goes down and after he goes down, whether it would be looked at as the deal itself, conditions for the deal, and therefore there's no ribbis problem, or would it be looked at as the deal happened already, and now something new is occurring, so therefore it could be looked at as milveh. Good. Tanu Rabbanan says the Braisa, a different Braisa. Omer Adam Lachaveiro, Halveni Kurchitin, the Kotes Lodamin. A person is allowed to say to their friend, lend me a kur of wheat, and the Kotes Lodamin, I will pay you back this money. You know, let's say, lend me wheat, which is worth $50, and I'll pay you back $50. Person is allowed to do that, no problem. Huzlu, let's say, over time, if the wheat got cheaper then, Nosin Lochitim, he can pay him back wheat. So one sec, we'll have to talk about why that is. Pay back wheat, if he gives back the same wheat that he borrowed, so then the lender is going to lose, because now wheat is cheaper. Hukru knows he demand, but if it went up in value, he's allowed to give the money. That he said, I'll pay you 50, so he'll pay me 50. So says the Gemara, 1 minute, if halo katzatz, what do you mean if it got cheaper, he gives back wheat? They were kotzates, they defined how much money he's going to have to pay back. So Amar Rav Sheshes Hachi Ka Amar. Rav Sheshes says you have to add in a couple of words into the Braisa. Imlo katzatz. Again, the deal is, I went over to you and say, can I borrow some wheat? If we didn't set a price that I'm going to have to pay back, but I just borrowed wheat, so then huzlu no telchitav. If price goes down, I just got to take the wheat at that time. Right? So I'm getting, I the lender, I'm going to take the cheaper wheat, but tough luck on me. We didn't specify beforehand. I'm getting back a bad price. What could I do? Hukru. But if it went up in price, and therefore, if it went up in price, then what's the potential problem? It's a problem of ribis. So then, no sane, more Gemara is here if you need, no sane de mayhem. So then, you have to pay the money that was specified, how much the wheat was worth originally, and so therefore, there is no ribis problem. Okay. Says the Mishnah. So we've had this a couple of times already, this concept. A person cannot say to their friend, halveni kerchitin, make a forward contract saying, lend me, that's not exactly a forward contract like we used the term before. So this is more, lend me a kur of wheat, this is what we call sa'a b'sa'a, lend me a kur of wheat, and I'll pay you back a kur of wheat, you know, in the harvest season. Person not allowed to do that. Why? As we said, this smacks, this is avak ribis. Because I'm going to borrow wheat from you today. In 6 months from now, wheat might be worth more. You're going to pay me back wheat, and if it's worth more, that will be ribis. That is not ribis daraisa. It's only ribis darabanan. Why is it only ribis darabanan? The Ritva says, because it's not nikar la'ayin. It doesn't look like, you didn't make a, you gave wheat, you're giving wheat. It doesn't look like ribis, so it's not ribis daraisa. It looks like you're giving the same amount of wheat, so what, the price went up. So it's only ribis. It's ribis drabana, but we still say that is not allowed because it looks like ribis. Aval. By the way, the Rishonim point out a person can't say lend me, but this is ribis drabana. We had a number of Rishonim last week that said ribis drabana is only usur on the malve. The love, as we're going to see later on in the Mishnah today, the love is only usur in ribis daraisa. That's when everybody's included, the malva, the lova, the edim, the sofer, the orev. But the ribis darabanan is only the malva. So this case, what does it mean? A person shouldn't say, lend me. That's the lova talking. So you have to say, it's the case itself shouldn't be done because the malva is going to violate. That's how you have to interpret the case. So a person shouldn't say that. Avao merlo, but what can he say? As we've said, this is a case of sa'a b'sa'a, which is usually a problem. I'll lend you a sa'a to A, you give me a sa'a next week, but the saw might be worth more. So that's usually asami d'rabanan. But what are you allowed to say? Aval omer lo halveni, lend me the saw, and I'll give you back the saw in a week, but I have that saw now. Theoretically, it's yours now. I'm just not giving it to you now. So because it's ribis d'rabanan, it's not a question of ribis d'araisa, so we say that type of case is not a problem. I borrow eggs from you. We'll get to whether this is a good example, but I'll just use it as an example now. I say, I borrow a dozen eggs from you now, and and I'm going to give back to you a dozen eggs in a week from now. So let's say, if I don't have any other eggs, that's the usser. It's a bisah, because eggs might be worth more in a week. But if I have eggs, I just can't get to my other refrigerator now. Let's say I own the house next door. I can't get to the other fridge. So then it's mutter, because really it's as if I could transfer the eggs right now. I just can't give it to you. So yeshlo, we say, is not a problem of saw b'saw. That's what the Mishnah says. Aval omer lo halveni. A person is allowed to say, lend me the item. Achi yavabuni, until my son brings the item. Achi emsa mafteach, or until I find the key. Meaning I have it now. As long as the borrower has it now, so then, I'm sorry, as long as the borrower has it now, so therefore it's not a problem of sa'ah bisa'ah. What's the chiddush of until my son comes? Says the Ritva, even if he does not have the wherewithal to give it at this present moment, still not a problem. That's the chiddush of Achiyavo B'ni, right? V'umiyu dafka Right, I'm sorry, where's the Ritva says, right, even if he cannot give it now, Labishu Delaka Kfiyas Manhu, Elamar Dada Khashav Yeshla Mamish, Afa Bishalu Haya Yahoo Litnawakshav. Right? Even if you cannot give it now, that is good enough. The Ritva also adds, Udekule Alma, what if you have it but it's in a form of a pikadon? You have apples, but somebody's washing them for you. You don't have it in your rishus. So we know a number of places in Shas it says what? Kalhecha de Isa Brushusa de Mara Isa. A pikadon is considered in the owner's rishus. You're allowed to be makdash a pikadon. Right? If the pikadon is by so-and-so, if somebody's guarding an object for me, I can be makdash it. That's in my rishus. Wherever it is, it's as if it's in my rishus. So it says the Ritva, Hiyo dekuli alma, kol sheyesh la pikadon b'yad acherim, ela she'enam be'ir, yesh lo chashiv, v'hayinu dum yad ashiyavo b'ni. So the Ritva says, the chiddush of the line of ashiyavo b'ni is, even if you cannot give it right now, it's still good enough. The Rambam, when he quotes this Gemara, has a little different shot. Why does he say, until my son comes? The important part of that, according to the Rambam, is that he didn't set a specific time. He didn't set a specific time. So that is the Chiddush. Lo Kavazman. That's how the Rambam reads this Mishnah. Continuing the Mishnah. V'Hillel Oser. But Hillel Asers. Hillel says, even Yeshlo, it's Oser. V'chein haya Hillel Omer. Hillel also Asers the following. Lo Tal Ve'isha Kikar L'Chaverta. Acha Ta'ase Adamim. A woman cannot lend a kikar, a little dough, a cookie, to her friend, to her neighbor, until they evaluate it. How much is the kikar worth today? Right. I called up my neighbor. I said, could you please lend me some flour? Right. A little bit of flour. I'm baking something. So you have to see how much that flour is worth and pay back that amount of money in a week. You can't just say, I'll give you flour today and you give me flour next week. No, says Hillel. Not allowed. Shema yikruchite. Maybe wheat will go up in price. V'nimsu bozo deribis. That's a problem. As we'll see in the Gemara, we might not pass in this way, because it's such a little thing, a neighborly act, so it might not be included in this whole discussion, as we will see. Says the Gemara, Amar Afuna, Yesh lo sa'ah, lova sa'ah, sasayim, lova sasayim. Rav Huna explains the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah says, the case of sa'ah b'sa'ah, I want to borrow something today, and I'm going to pay you back in a week from now that same object. You're not allowed to do that midrabanan, because the item might be worth more then. But I'm allowed to do it if I have that item already today, and I'm just not giving it to you. If I have that type of item. Rav Huna says it has to be an exact amount. I'm only allowed to borrow a sa'ah if I have a sa'ah. I'm only allowed to borrow two sa'ah if I have two sa'ah with me. It's an exact parallel how much you have. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, no. Afilu yesh lo sa'ah, lova alea kamakurin. Even if you have a sa'ah, as long as you have a little bit of sa'ah, you could borrow many, many more than a sa'ah, many kurin of a wheat. It's not a problem. Why? How does that work? Rashi says, first Rashi on the Gemara, kamakurin, to call chada v'chada, amrina zui te'tachteha. Every kur, you buy 400 sa'ah, but every sa'ah that comes into your rishus, oh, it's parallel to the sa'ah that I have. Oh, it's parallel to the sa'ah that I have. Every sa'ah you could say, oh, that's the sa'ah that I'm going to pay back with the sa'ah that I have. It's ki'ilu, it's yours. So therefore, that's how you're allowed to look at it according to Rashi. The Rashba earlier, Daf Samach Gimel, had a different shot. The Rashba says that every kur that becomes mine, at the second that he gives it to me, so then, now I have two sa'ah. So now my two sa'ah could get the next two sa'ah. The next two sa'ah become mine, now I have four sa'ah. So the next four sa'ah could parallel the next four sa'ah that are coming into my rishus. That's how it keeps piling up until he has enough. Machlokas Rashi Rashba, how this is working. Tani Reb Chiya l'si'ue l'Rabbi Yitzchak. Reb Chiya brings a support for Reb Yitzchak that you do not need an exact parallel. Tipas yayin einlo. If he does not have a drop of wine, that's when it doesn't work. Tipas shemen einlo. If he doesn't have a drop of oil, that's when it does not work. Ha yeshlo. But if he has, love alea kama tipin. But if he has even a drop, he can get a whole barrel full. Whole barrel full. Again, this whole thing is a chiddush chumra d'rabbanan. Look at the last words in the Rashi of Dibur Maskil Lovin. It's on the next Gemara, but it's the same principle. Shlo hechmiru ledakdik beisr sabisah kol kach. We're not so machmer on the sabisah. The whole thing is a derabanan. A price might go up, and I'm paying back the same item, and it's worth more. So the whole thing is a derabanan. It looks so. Therefore, as long as you have a little bit, the rabbanan said, we're not worried about it. Good. The hillel oser, but hillel osers, even if yeshlo. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel halacha gedivrei hillel. Shmuel says the halacha is like hillel. The less hilchas a kavasei. But we don't pass it like Shmuel, who said the halacha is like hillel. So we don't pass him like Hillel. We say it's mutter as long as yeshlo. V'chein ha'i Hillel omer lo til v'isha v'chulup. Also, the Seifa of the Mishnah said that Hillel says a woman's allowed to borrow a kikar from her friend. Also, the same issues of sa'ah b'sa'ah. Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Zu, Divrei Hillel. That's only Hillel. Aval Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim say, Lavim Stam, Uparim Stam. In this case of the Kikar, you could borrow and pay back, no problem. Why? No problem. So most Rishonim say it in their own words, but they basically say, when it's neighbors borrowing a little thing, eggs, flour, something small, they're not makpid about it. If it's worth a little more when you pay back, when you're giving me some cinnamon today, I'm giving you cinnamon next week, cinnamon might go up a few cents. Doesn't matter. It's not like we're trading stocks here. So therefore, there is no ribbis problem by these cases. Rashi says it's neighborly borrowings are not a problem. Tosas has a line. Look in Tosas ukedivrei. So the next Gemara, but Tosas kedivrei, the second line. Tosas says in the middle, stam b'nei adam he makpidim. V'lo machli amashin is, I'm sorry. It's a little bit. They're mochel on a davar muat. It's not a problem. Look in the Ramah. The Ramah in Yeridaya. Kuf Samach Beis. Halacha L'maisa. The Ramah says, the Shulchan Aruch there says, also lavo sub basa, afil lo kazav lozman lepiron. I say, I want to borrow 500 bushels of wheat, and I'll give you back 500 bushels of wheat in a month. You can't do that. V'chein kol davar, chutz mimatbeya kesef, except for coins. If I get a coin today, coin next week, even if the price of silver goes up or down, doesn't matter. Because silver is money. The Ramah, unless you have. The Ramah adds, v'yesh misha kasav, v'yesh misha omer, d'mutr lo lavos kikar lechem b'kikar lechem. You could borrow a loaf of bread from your neighbor and give back a loaf of bread the following week. Kimatbeya shel kesef, just like a silver coin. Because it's something so small and it's neighbors, people are makbid. That is the Ramah. Do we pass on like this Ramah? The Gra is not so sure because some Rishonim don't say this. But look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah. There's no Mishnah Berurah in Yerodeah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach. Why is it doing Hilchos Pesach? The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Pesach, what happens if a Jew is borrowing from a guy with ribbis? This is in Simen Taf Nun, Sif Beis. A Jew, Yisrael Shemakabo Meinu Yehudi Beribis, Kikaros Bekol Shavua. A Jew, I'm sorry, has a non-Jew paying him back with ribbis, which is Mutter, we've said, and he's paying him back chametz. So he talks about, in that context, what is he allowed to pay back? Is he allowed to pay back, I don't want chametz this week, I want something else this week. So in that context, the Shulchan Aruch explains how you could get out of any Pesach problem. The Mishnah Berurah says, what about any ribbis problem? No problem. But little things, people aren't so makbid. Ayin Ramah Yerodeah Kuf Samach Beis. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Taf Nun. Siv Beis, that's where he quotes this Ramah. Rav Moshe and Achuva is just bothered. What's the Lashon of the Ramah? He says, people aren't makbid, just like Matbeah Shel Kesef. Why does the Ramah have to have that comparison? Just say, a loaf of bread for a loaf of bread, people are makbid. We have to add on, just like Matbeah Shel Kesef. Rav Moshe writes, it's in Yerodeah Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Samach Beis. Rav Moshe writes, he does not think, maybe what the Ramah is saying, that he doesn't like the idea of, oh, people are mochel on a little bit. So what's a little bit? How do you define a little bit? What's little for you is a lot for me. What do you mean a little bit? So what's the shear? So the Ramah is emphasizing, as long as it has to do with mochel a little bit. It has to do with, when I borrow a loaf of bread from you, I'm not focusing on the shavius at all. I'm not focusing at all on how much it's worth. I'm focusing on it as an object. That's what the Ramah is emphasizing. When you borrow a loaf of bread and give back a loaf of bread, that's bread and bread. Buy wheat, 100 bushels of wheat, so that's also about the value. It's not just about the bushels of wheat. But if it's bread, if it's eggs, if it's cinnamon, if it's something that you just borrow from your neighbor, so then that's what the Moshe says. You're not focusing on the shavius of the item. You're focusing on how much it weighs. No, you're focusing on the item. So whatever the item is, that's why it's going to be mutter, because that's the focus of people in these cases. Okay? Good. Let's continue. So halacha l'maisa, it seems that just the minhag ha'olam, when people just borrow this and borrow that, so it's not a problem. The question might be, though, let's say sometimes, you know, we want to be a good neighbor. So we'll borrow, they lend us, you know, you have some ketchup, so they give us like a half a ketchup. They have a half a ketchup left, so they give us half a ketchup. But I want to be a nice neighbor, so I'm not going to give them a half a ketchup back. I'm going to wait till my ketchup is half full and then give it back. No, I'm going to go buy them a new ketchup. So now that's something different. Because I borrowed a half a ketchup, and now I'm giving them back a whole ketchup. That's not just object. So then maybe one should have to look in the later postgame. You got to think about maybe this, in that case, you have to say, no, I'm giving you back half. You maybe shouldn't do that. A. If it's done, it's got to be clear the extra half is specifically as a matana, which again is not so clear if you're giving it back at the same time. But that's something to that's not included in this regular heter. This heter is just about the same exact object. You don't have to be worried about price fluctuation. But if you give back more, then it gets a little sticky. Viter. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Bnei Chabura HaMakpidin Zalzeh. If you have a group of people that are very makpid on each other, people who don't give an inch. I have a couple of people, they're not good friends. They're just like, I don't know, businessman-like amongst them. And they're getting together. And let's say they're getting together, they're sitting together on Shabbos. They're sitting together and they're sharing food. They're sharing food with each other, but they're very makpid about each other. So, Rashi says, She'in mochlan al davar muat. They're very, very makpid. So, if they're doing it on Shabbos, they're going to violate a bunch of things on Shabbos. Over misham midah, umisham mishkal, misham minyan. They're probably going to weigh and measure and figure out exactly how much meatballs they're giving to their friend, and how much this they're giving to the... And they're going to violate, because you're going to violate. Why? Because you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos. It's a drabbanah to measure things on Shabbos. We'll talk about that in a second. Misha Midah, they're going to measure what it is. Misha Mishkal, they're going to measure how much weight. Or Misha Minyan, they're going to count up. Oh, this amount. Say they're going to violate all these things. Or Misha Lavan and Parmiyantav. And also, they're going to look at it as a loan and a borrowing. So if you're not allowed to do that on Yantif, problem. Ukedivrei Hillel af Misham Ribbis. And Hillel said in our mission, it's also Ribbis. So therefore, it's a problem. I guess you shouldn't, if somebody knows that they are very miserly and very makpid with each other, they shouldn't sit together on Shabbos and have these problems. Medida b'Shabbos is part of the larger discussion of the Malacha of Kosev. Medida, measuring on Shabbos, Chazal Aser, measuring, because Gzeira Shema Yichtov, Gzeira, you know, it's part of the Mekach Umemkar, which is ultimately Gzeira Shema Yichtov. The Shulchan Aruch says it's in Shin Chav Gimel. Shin Chav Gimel, you're not allowed to measure. The Rama there does say, Yesh Mekilin, that if you don't measure exactly, right, if you put on a little more, a little less, it's mutter. You could use things if you're not so exact. Right, let's say you're making a dressing on Shabbos, so you want to put in ingredients. So how do you do it? Says you just can't be exact. You can't be so exact because you're not allowed to measure. Medida shel mitzvah is mutter on Shabbos. Medida shel mitzvah. As long as it's a medida, if you measure how if you, the mikveh still has enough water in it, right? Medida shel mitzvah. Or let's see, about a chola, you have to measure somebody's temperature. You're measuring, right? So that's mutter, because treating a chola on Shabbos is a mitzvah. So medida shel mitzvah, that's also, so therefore it is mutter. But stama medida, you know, and you're not fixing anything by a thermometer. You know, when the mercury goes up, we paskin, that's called derech tashmisho. It's working right now. Temperature goes up, temperature goes down. That's not a problem of the thermometer. But in general, medida is a problem unless it's shal mitzvah. Somebody wants to weigh themselves after the chalant. You know, how much did the belt go out? So if it's I don't have an electronic scale, I just have one of those that goes around. I still know how to do that. Now that I measure how tall somebody is, that's all included in the isser of medida on Shabbos. But again, as long as one is not exact, it is not a problem if one's not exact. Remember, we asked in yeshiva, so sometimes they have these ACT bottles, certain type of a fluoride that you squeeze out, and it comes down to the exact amount that you're supposed to take. So is that a problem with Medida B'Shabbos? Could you use that? All right, I spoke to a number of poskim, so they said it's not an issue, because you don't dafka want that amount. You try to squeeze to get even more. So you want on Shabbos, you want to squeeze till it's above, and like before it goes down, you want to drink it up. Either you don't care about that. You're not measuring. You just squeeze it to take it out. So as long as you don't care about the Medida, you're not really doing Medida, it wouldn't be a problem.
Doesn't work on
some
medicine.
I'm sorry?
Doesn't work on
some
medicine.
What do you mean, that's not medicine? I mean, but if it's medicine, you can't take it on Shabbos. Right? Mimonashach. Right? So I don't think it's preventative. So Shmir Shabbos talks about what happens if a person's just counting the tiles on the ceiling. Is that measuring? They want to know to center something in a room. So that's not measuring. Not doing anything. Just counting the tiles. That's not measuring. Okay. Weiter. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. B'nei Chabur Makpidin Zal Zor. Okay, we read that. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Next one. Talmidei Chachamim Mutarim Lavo Zem Mizeh B'Ribbis. Wow. Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to borrow from each other in Ribbis. They both have to be Talmidei Chachamim, not just one or the other. Why? My time, huh? We've said many times, I thought there's a higher standard, Talmidei Chachamim. What do you mean? A lower standard? They're allowed to do it. Why? Because Meida Yadi Deribis Asura. They all know that it's also to take ribis. So when they give back more than they're supposed to, Umatana Hudiyavi Adadi, they're just giving an extra present to their friends. So that's not a problem. They know that ribis is asur. So therefore, they're just giving an extra present to their friends. asked the Sefer HaTrumos, one of the Rishonim, 1 minute. Everybody knows Ribis is Aser. So why is the Talmid Tevach Chacham allowed to do it? Because they're just giving it as a present. So everybody, it should be that everybody who knows the Hilchas Ribis then should be able to do it. So the Sefer HaTrumos explains, no, it's not that everybody knows that Ribis is Aser. Everybody knows that Ribis is Aser, and therefore they're mochel and give it wholeheartedly to their friend as a present. That not everybody does. Everybody knows that there's Ribis, but when they give it, are they really thinking deep down in their hearts, I really love this guy. I'm giving him, out of the goodness of my heart, I'm giving him an extra present. No, deep down, like, I have to give this, because this is what happens. I have to give a little extra, because this is what he gave me. That's what it means, a Talmid Chacham, who's reached that level of being mochel on their money, because they know exactly what they should be feeling about not giving, it's a total matana, so then that's allowed. That's what the Shimon Kubetzis here quotes the Ramach, who says, Shelo omrim kein b'chol Talmid Chacham, el b'Talmid Chacham shehu soni matanos, v'lo yimashech acharei zeh. Only by a Talmid Chacham who hates getting gifts. Hates getting gifts. That has to be a certain level. So generally, this isn't so halacha l'maisa. Okay, weiter. Says the Nemuka Yosef also quotes here. Nemuka Yosef quotes the Ran, who says the heter is not originally. You can't make a deal. You know, you can lend me 100, I'll give you back 120. Even though the Gemara is about to say a case like that. But then Rashba, quoting the Nemuka Yosef, says it's lav dafka. It can only be when I'm paying you back, I'll give you back extra. That's what I'm allowed to do, Talmid Chacham to Talmid Chacham, even though it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. Amalei Rav Shmuel, look at the following Gemara. This is the problem. Amalei Rav Shmuel la'avua bar'ihi, halveni mea pilpulin b'meya v'esrin, pilpulin, halveni mea pilpulin, b'meya v'esrin pilpulin. Lend me 100, I'll give you back 120. So it sounds like you're making the deal at the beginning. So the Ron says, no, it has to be that this is what he said when he paid him back. Because it's very dachuk, but that's how he reads it. Va'arech, and this Rishmuel says this is a great thing to do. It's mutter to do. Good. Last statement. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, mutter lo la'adam la'halvos banavu b'nei beiso b'ribis. K'nei la'hatim on tam ribis. What does that mean? Mutter, a person is allowed to lend their children with ribis so that they taste the tam of ribis. What does that mean? Rashi explains, so that the kids realize how painful it is to have to give up extra money in ribis, and they'll never do it to somebody. That's what it says. That's what Rav Yehuda Marav says. They're allowed to do this so that they taste how painful ribis is, and they'll never do it to somebody. That's a Gemara of Alam Milsi, but you shouldn't do that. Why? Mishum Da'asi Lo Misrach. Once you start getting into the ribis world, the kids are gonna, you know, start lending with ribis themselves, and therefore it's gonna be a problem. If you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this, he has the opposite case, and the Lechem Mishnah tries to figure out where he got the opposite case from. The Rambam says that a father is allowed to borrow money from their kids beribis, so that k'dei lahatima to give them a taste of ribis. Just what does that mean? Why is that going to be good? That's what one of the achronim say. Maybe it's like, you know, you pas pasalo. You give them a little bit. They compare it to yafas toar. You give them a little bit now, and then they'll get it out of their system, and they won't do it again. So maybe give them a little isser now. I remember with the. My wife and I, a couple of years ago, when we were in the Amish country, we took one of these tours with the Amish. So they have this whole chachma system that there are a certain number of years, teenage years, they let the kids do whatever they want. L'chadchila. They know exactly, like 14 to 18, that l'chadchila, do whatever you want. Everybody knows, do whatever you want. And then they come back. But it's l'chadchila, you get it out of your system. You know, and then so here it's like on a little level. A lot of times it happens. Rahmanul Islam in our world, not l'chadchila, because sometimes it just happens. But here it's like that's sounds like for the Rambam, Hatima Tam Ribis. Either way, that was what Rav said. But we don't pasken that way. Vlamilsehi, we don't pasken that way because we just don't want to get involved in any issues of Ribis. Okay, Viter says the Mishnah. Last Mishnah in Ezeo Nashech. Omer Adam L'Chaveiro. A person could say to their friend, Nachesh imi v'anachesh imcha. Could you weed my field? You help me weed my field, I'll help you weed your field. Adori mi ve'adori imcha. I'll help you hoe your field. As long as you help me hoe my field. Again, you're allowed to do this as long as there's a parallel avoda. There's no ribis issues. V'lo yomar lo, but you cannot say, you can't say, I'm going to do one type of avoda for you in the field, and you're going to do another type of avoda for me, because one might be harder than the other one. If the second one is a harder one, then basically he's getting back more for his money, and therefore it's a problem of ribis. What happens if you have two different works, but they're equal? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskens Mutter there. Idur and Nichush are different, that one is harder than the other one. But if you have two equal avodos, it is okay. What about, interesting case, what happens, am I allowed to say to you, could I borrow $50, and you know what, next week I'll lend you $50 if you need it. Is that okay? Can I borrow $50? I know next week you might need money, I'll lend you $50 next time too. So is that like equal work? Or is that like, oh, loans are loans? That's Machlokas we've shown him here. Machlokas, the Mordechai right here says, you are allowed to do it, and the Rosh says also. The Ramah quotes both days in Shulchan Aruch. Ramah in Kuf Samach, Sif Tes. The Ramah says, read it for you quickly. Kuf Samach, Sif Tes. The Ramah says, that's us. Is not like doing a different malacha, because halachah are equal. And others say it's aser. So that's two days in the Shulchan Aruch. Weiter, continuing. Kol yimei grid echad. The whole dry season is one period. So if somebody says, I'm going to hoe with you now, and you're going to hoe with me later, as long as it's the same type of season, it's okay. Kol yimei revia achas. All the days of the rainy season are one. Lo yomar lo, but you can't say charoshim ibegarid vani achroshim chaber revia. Plow for me in the dry season, and I'll plow for you in the rainy season, because that's much harder, and that would be constitute ribis. It would be a problem. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, yesh ribis mukdamis v'yesh ribis mucheris. There's early ribis and late ribis. Well, what's on time ribis? They're all aser. What's on time ribis? Can I borrow $50 and, you know, I have to pay you back $100? Right, that's on time ribis. Right, ribis katsutsa set out ribis. But there's early and late ribis. Ketzad, let's talk about it. Ketzad, not an idavalavos yemenu, who mishalechlo, I want you to lend me money, so you know what I do? I send you flowers. I send you flowers, then I say, the next day I come to you, I'm like, hi, can I borrow $100? Right, so that's who mishalechlo, bishvil shatalveni, and I go to you and say, look, I send you flowers, so you lend me it. Zui ribis mukdemis. That is early ribis. There's a machlokas we showed him here. Did he have to say that? What if he didn't say that? What if he just sent the flowers and then he comes and says, can I borrow money? Is that also usher? So Rashi earlier, back in the beginning of the parak, where we have this? Ayin Gimel and Aleph, Rashi said it has to be where it was explicated. But most other we showed on the Rambam, this Gemara sounds like you have to say it. Va'omer. But the Rambam does not quote that you have to say it, and generally it seems like we should be no to lahachmir, even if one doesn't say it, we shouldn't do this. Yeah.
In business, sometimes, like, let's say you're looking to get like an investor or something, like you'll take them to the
right. You wine and dine, right? Yeah. Right. You want to get an investor, right? Well, you wine and dine, or you have the big shaila of it's kind of like bribing, right? You have pharmaceutical companies giving different items sent to doctors. And the articles have been written about this, trying to get them to sell their product. There is even more of an issue, because who says this pharmaceutical product is better than the other one? Right? If it's just a money issue, it's okay, where do you want to invest your money? But here it has to do with treating other people. It's even more serious of an issue. But yes, these are all issues that have to be worked out from a halachic standpoint. Lava himenu, v'hexolos ma'osav. What about this case? I borrowed, that was early ribis. What's late ribis? I borrowed from you, v'hexolos ma'osav. I gave you back your money, v'umishaleachlo. And then the next day, I send you flowers. The next day afterwards, I send you tickets. I send you tickets to the game. Right? The day after I paid you back. So I know when I paid you back, that's it. I know. I only could pay you back that. But the next day, v'yomer, v'shul ma'osecha, shoyo potatoes, that's late. Zui ribis mu'chayr, that's late ribis. The Shach says, if there's, he doesn't say exactly how long, but if there's an extended period of time in between, then it's okay. Then it can be looked at as a matana. And you shouldn't say it's because, even if it's obvious. But if it's, as long as it's separated, then it's okay. Rib Shimon Omer, Rib Shimon says, Yesh ribis dvarim. There's even ribis by words. Lo yomar lo, a person shouldn't say, Daki ba'ish ploni v'makom ploni. If Reuven lent me money, and then I gave him insider information because of it, besides paying him back. That's also aser. You know, so-and-so is coming tomorrow. Do you want to get... Because I gave him more than he gave me. I gave him information. Even words. So that is aser. Tosfos says in Kiddushin Daf Chesam Abeis, you can't give him a bracha. Tosfos, Chesam Abeis, Tosfos says, Kishim Avarcho Ha'ani Havi Le Ribiz Dvarim. If the Ani gives him a bracha, it's Ribiz Dvarim. Right? Any type of Shevach, you're amazing, you're great, thank you so much. There's a fascinating machlokas I saw here between many poskim and Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. If you don't believe me, look it up. Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph Simen Pei. Rav Moshe says, has a tshuva from Tof Shin. Oh, was that 1940? Yud Beis Adar Rishon. Says, what's the shaila? The shaila was, somebody published a sefer, and somebody lent him money to publish the sefer. Is he, on the front page of the sefer, allowed to thank the guy who lent him money? Says Rav Moshe, no. He cannot thank the guy for lending him money. That's ribbis dvarim. Nir lanias daiti. Shablushin toda kamosha asr loma lamalve. Avar ava asr. He did ribbis dvarim. Asr gam glichtova lahatfis. What are you allowed to do? You're just allowed to let the tzibur know. So-and-so lent me money, and he should get a bracha min hashamayim. I'm not giving him the bracha. He should be mizbarach min hashamayim. Avol yecholon lichto b'lashon hoda'a she yizbarach min hashamayim. Ki haza emes, she yizbarach mizchus ha-mitzvah ha-gadola. V'nimsa she yurak hoda'a v'sipur dvarim ba'alma. Shevadeh mutal afarseim. Eich shalava miploni, so-and-so lent me all this money, and Hashem should give him a bracha. Hashem's going to give him a bracha. But he can't, he says, he should write like this. He writes the nusach. Bracha netuna me Hashem yizbarach leploni ha-gomel chesed v'hilva la-hadfasas ha-sefer kach v'kach. That's what you should have to write. But you can say thank you. That's where Moshe Shita. Other achronim are not as convinced that this is usser. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, in Minchas Shlomo and Simen Chav Zayin, he says, no. He says, if you say tiskel mitzvahs, that you shouldn't say, because that's a real bracha. But just saying thank you, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, when we say thank you, are we really giving the other guy something? Thank you. What are we doing when we say thank you? We're basically saying that we're not a kofir from the good that happened to us. If we don't say thank you, then we look like somebody with bad midos. So saying thank you is like giving him something. So that's why Shlomo Zalman said that is not a problem. But maybe he was chozer, born a later tshuva. They quote in another sefer, Pshem Rav Yashiv, Shem Omer Bahavara Ba'alma Mibli Lasim Leif Shum Avarcho Mutar. If somebody just says, Yetar Shkoya, thanks, Shkoya, Tiskel Mitzvahs, do we really mean it when we say that? How much kavana do we have when somebody does gets an aliyah and we say shkoyach to them? How much kavana do we have? Halavai, we should have kavana. I had one Rebbe that after every aliyah, he went over to the person, yashar kochacha. He meant it. We don't even know what shkoyach. What's a shkoyach? Right, yashar kochacha. Right, so Yashiv says, if you sang it derech havara ba'alma, then it's nothing. It's fine, everybody says that. Rav Starbuck also writes, that's what everybody says. That's the nimus ha-mukubal. That's manners. If you're giving him a real Misha Berach for, you give him a Misha Berach and you say, oh, I'm going to give them, so that's calling him a Rashka Bahag, so then that would be a problem. But that's a fascinating machlokas about saying thank you for a loan. Vaiter. Veil over below Saseh, what we've quoted many times, Vaiter in the Mishnah. The following people violate this or of Rivis. Ha Malva, Veha Lova, Veha Arev. The cosigner, remember yesterday, Machlokas Kosin Nesivis, is Arif Midin Shlichus or not. Veha Edim, the Chachamim Omer Mafa Sofer, also the Sofer over Mishum. What do they all violate, these people? Mishum Lo Titain, right, don't give ribbons, Mishum Atigach Meito, Mishum Lo Tielo Kenosha, Mishum Lo Sisim and Alav Nashach, Mishum Velifnei, Velo Sitin Mechshav, Yeresim and Lakachani Hashem. Everybody involved, think about it, is there any other case like this? Everybody involved violates Lifnei Iver. Because everybody involved is doing an Aveira, so everybody who's doing the Aveira with them is violating Lifnei Iver. When else do you have such a case? Right, I think one of the achronim I saw once talks about whenever a person violates Lifnei Iver, I'm helping you do an Aveira. So aren't you violating Lifnei Iver also? Because you're doing the Aveira, but you're causing me to violate Lifnei Iver. So aren't you violating? So it might depend whether Lifnei Iver is a klali, is a prati, as we discussed many times. Anyway, but that's the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tanya. Says that's the Mishnah. Rav Shmuel Yechai Yomer, Minayin Lo Dosh B'Chavir, Mana Min Rogel Hakdil Lo Shalom, She'Asur Lo Hakdil Lo Shalom. How does you know that if you borrow money from a person and you never say hello to him on the street, you never say hello to him, all of a sudden you start saying hello to him, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to start. Why? Because that's Ribbis Devarim. Tamalomer Neshach Kol Devar Asher Yishach Pasuk in Kiseitzei. It says Devar Afilu Dibur Aser. Even Dibur is Aser. So one of the Achronim discuss. What do you mean? This is Ribbis Drabanan, right? It's only Avak Ribbis. I thought that's not Aser Mishum Delova. Right? This is we're talking about Delova here. So why isn't it? Why is this Aser? So they quote the Beis Halevi, who says no. Real Ribbis. That's a problem from the Malva's point of view. Is only Aser from the Malva. But here the whole. It's only, I'll read you the lashon. Shatam shegozer beribis derabanan rakala malve mishum shadai bekach shalom malve yish leser kadesh lo yovel havos ribis min haTorah. Avo beribis dvarim, it's only in the world of lova. Ribis dvarim is only lova oriented. So even the derabanan of ribis dvarim is going to be usher for the lova. Veilu over, Amar Abaya, malve over bekulan. The malve violates all of them, all the ones listed in the Mishnah. Lova over mishum lo tashik la achicha ulo achicha lo tashik v'lif the evil lizidin mechshal. They only violate those. Tosfos talks about Tosfos the Rascal Arev. Maybe they don't violate Lifnei Iver because they would find other Edim and other cosigners to back them up without this one. Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Malve Ribis Yosim Imashem Arvichim Afsidim. People who take Ribis more than they gain, they lose. As we know, many times in life, it looks like one thing and it's just the opposite. They look like they're getting money, they're losing money. Rabbeinu Bachai writes in the Katakemach, in Erech Tztaka, Yoser Mimashe Ha'ani Mekabel Min Ha'ashir, Ha'ashir Mekabel Min Ha'ani. Right, it seems like a rich person is giving a poor person, it's just the opposite. The poor person is giving the rich person. Velo, oh, not only that, do these people lose, Elohim Esim and Moshe Rabbeinu, Chacham V'Toraso Emes. They make Moshe Rabbeinu wise, and they make his Torah true. That's sarcastic. Because look at the following. The Omrin, they basically are saying, Elo haya yodea Moshe Rabbeinu shiye revach medavar, lo haya kosvo. If Moshe Rabbeinu knew how profitable Ribbis could be, he would have left out that pasuk in the Torah. You know, look how good Ribbis is. Look how much money we can make. That's what they're basically saying, and they're denying Hashgacha, as we've said in the past. Right, we mentioned a couple of days ago that he's more than a Russia. Right, if somebody calls you a Russia, you're going to get mad at him, and this guy's signing his own name. That he's a Russia. If you lent money to somebody and you know they don't have the ability to pay you back yet, you now let it go past him. Now let it go past him. He's going to feel bad. Some Rishonim say it means you're just not allowed to go ask him for it. You can walk past him in the street. With Ami Bravasi to Ami Travayo, they both say Kiludanu Bishneidinin. If you ask him or if you go past him, it's as if you judged him and gave him two punishments. Shinema, her kafta enosh l'rashenu, banu be'esh ubamayim. Fire and water. If you jump on his head to try to get the money. Amr Yehuda Marav, kol mishish l'ma osu malva osan shalo be'edim. Anybody who has money and lends them, but does not lend them in front of witnesses, meaning the lovek could deny it, over mishum v'lifnei evil ositin mechshol. Wow, that's an expansion of that isser. I can't lend you money in front of witnesses because I'm giving you a situation where you can lie about it and you're going to do an aveira. So the Ritva says in Megillah, this is a midas chasidus. This is not real usser. It's your fault. I'm not helping you do an aveira. I'm lending you money. I happen to do it without edim. Midas chasidus. V'rish lakish amar gorem klal atzmo. You're also bringing klal on yourself, shenemar. T'yalam nesifzei sheker hadovros al tzadik asak. You're going to cause sheker to be said about you. Amru le Rabbanan le Ravashi, kamakayim Ravina, komadam Rabbanan. The Rabbanan told Ravashi that Ravina is a perfect individual. He does everything the rabbis say. So Ravashi wanted to test him out. So this is the raya the Ritva brings in Megillah. He wouldn't test him out if it was an obvious isser. Obviously, Ravina holds a real isser. He's testing him out if it's a mitzvah chasidus. So shalach le. So he sent him a message. Bahadi panya demali shapsa on Friday afternoon, when we know it's the craziest time of the week. Lishter le mara sara zuze. Please send me $10, $10 zuz. Disrami le katina d'ara de lumizvin. There's a little piece of land I need to buy. Can you lend me $10, please? I know you're busy. You're setting up for Shabbos. Can you lend me? So he wanted to see if he'd lend him without Edom. Shalach le, nesim arsadi v'nichtav ksava. Okay, send me witnesses and I'll send it to you. Meaning he didn't do it. Shalach le, afilu ananami? What do you mean I'm a big rabbi? You worried about me? So shalach le, kol shekein mar. Yeah, for sure with you. Why? The tard begir say, you're so focused on your learning, mishle, you're going to forget. The goyim klal la'atzmo. It's a problem. We find elsewhere in the Gemara that talmidei chachamim aren't absent-minded, but they don't focus on the world around them sometimes. The first parak of Gittin, the Gemara says that Talmidei Chachamim might not be bekiyan in how people sign things. Because they're focused on their Gemara. They don't know. They're not used to people's signatures. The Gemara in Shabbos, right? The Rava used to sit on his hands when he learned, and he sat on his hands so hard, it's concentrating so hard, blood started shooting forth from his fingers. And that's what the Gemara says there, that the Amei Haaretz looked at him and says, oh, look, they said Nasav and Ishmael a long time ago, and he's still sitting on his fingers and blood shooting out. Ma'akesha between the two things. That's that Gemara over there. Shabbos Peches. Tana Rabbanan. Shlosha tzawakim ve'inanim. There are three people that scream out and cry out to Hashem, and they're not answered. The Eluhain. Mishi ishlo mosav il mavo san shlo be'edim. People who lend money not in front of witnesses. Again, you're just setting up a situation which, you know, people are going to take advantage of. Vahakone adon la'atzmo. If you buy a master for yourself. Gemara will talk about what that is. Umisha ishto moshelas alav. Somebody whose wife rules over them. Gemara does not explain that one. Somebody whose wife rules over them, they scream out and, you know, they're not answered. Maybe they're screaming out to other people. So I can't mean anything. You can figure out what that means. Ishto Moshela Salaf. So Kona Adon La'atzmo, the Gemara explains that one. What does it mean, Kona Adon La'atzmo? Ika da Amri Tolan Achasa Menachri. Maybe it means someone who says all of their property belongs to a guy. Right? Whether they're trying to get out of taxes, or they're trying to make themselves look poorer. Either way, Rashi says one day the guy's going to come and say, okay, give me my stuff. If you say it long enough that it belongs to the guy, so then it's It's going to be a problem. Ikata Amre, or Hakosev Nechasav Labana Pachayev. Somebody gives away all their money to their kids in their lifetime. Also, not the best thing to do. Ikata Amre, to Bishle Bahamasav Lo Azalamas Achrita. Somebody who's having trouble in their own city and they refuse to move. They refuse to move. The Rashba writes in the Shuvah, according to Rambam. The Rambam writes in Ilchus Shuvah. One of the Darkei Shuvah is Shinui Makom. And sometimes people need to change. Sometimes the mazel in a certain place is not good. We need a new beginning. So therefore, you know, sometimes if another place is calling us, so we have to listen to our messages and try to focus in on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us. That is Kona Adon La'atzma. What, again, Ishto Moshel Asalav. Elsewhere, the Gemara also has a phrase like that, Ishto Moshel Asalav. It's got to be, we always think of the Rambam in Isurei Bia, or Hilchas Ishos, I think, that where the Rambam talks about the beautiful relationship between a husband and a wife. They each think of the other person as the king and the queen, and that's how there's Ava V'Yachva in the relationship. So, B'Hashem, we should all be Zocha to that. Hadron L'Chadeo Neshech. B'Hashem, tomorrow we start Hasocher Es Ha'umnin. Tomorrow the shiur might do it in the afternoon, because I'm not sure if we'll do it on Motzai the Fast.